USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Today marks 50 years since man first walked on the moon. NASA's chief scientist Jim Green talks about some of the technology we got from the space program.
Space has enabled us to make huge progress. I mean, you can't even go from point A to point B anymore without your GPS. That's a space-based system. You look at the weather, that is all a space-based capability, and the models to project to see, you know, that it's going to be hot today out on the mall as we celebrate. You know, we already know that.
Speaking of weather, a dangerous heat wave continuing to afflict much of the United States this weekend. It'll feel like 115 degrees in parts of the U.S. from the Great Plains to the East Coast. The Dominican Republic's Ministry of Tourism is rolling out new safety measures in an effort to calm the fears of Americans traveling to that Caribbean island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Tensions between Iran and the West are once again rising after Iran seized a British-flagged tanker. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt condemns Iran's actions.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained. We will respond in a way that is considered but robust. And we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
Iran's Guardian Council says yesterday's interdiction of the tanker was reciprocal action in response to Britain holding an Iranian vessel in the Mediterranean. About a third of New York City's subway lines were suspended for more than an hour on Friday during the busy evening commute. Transit President Andy Byford says it was a network communication problem.
We did not know exactly where our trains were, so for safety reasons, we had to ask all trains, instruct all trains to stop where they were while we ascertained what exactly was going on.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After visiting a detention center along the southern border, Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, part of a bipartisan group of congressional members called the Problem Solvers Caucus, told CNN customs agents are being put on the spot.
The people who have come from Central America fearing something, the people who just want to come here and work and make a better life, the customs and border folks who were never trained and we never thought to be asking them to do what we're asking them to do right now. Everyone is suffering.
Another member of the group, Republican New York Congressman Tom Reed, tells MSNBC he knows who to blame for the border crisis.
This is Congress's fault. This isn't a Democrat's fault. This isn't a Republican's fault. We can sit here and continue to play this game of assessing political blame one side or the other, but those border agents are going to continue to suffer in this broken system.
There's an E. coli outbreak in the country. USA's Winnie King tells us what to watch for.
More than 20 people in seven states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we have some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.